I'm sorry. Welcome to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. Is it on now? Welcome to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. We have three stupid guys here today. I don't know where Russ is at. I was kind of looking back and forth at the chat. I didn't see the little live button. So if it sounds crummy at the beginning, that's all on me. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Mike, you're right now. Go ahead.
I just was going to say I'm in a better position than Mike. Mike, you're in Florida. Tell us what it's like right now.
Yeah. Can I have some bread? Can I have some bread?
No bread. Bread's always gone. The gas station lines are down the street everywhere.
Really? Crazy, oh, my gosh. That's me a nightmare. So that's what the apocalypse is going to look like if you want to snapshot people.
How much rain are you expected in Miami?
I think it's only like 4 to 7 inches.
Well, that's not bad.
It does seem a lot worse than like Palm Beach area.
Is that what it is? Yeah, we had a storm come through Friday morning, and I've never been through a hurricane. Just the first year we were here, we were in the cone of it. Just got some wind and a little bit of rain. We had a thunderstorm come through here the other Friday morning. I swear to God, I thought it was a hurricane. I mean, we had hail and wind and rain. Our umbrella flew off our stand. It was hitting up against the window. I'm like going, well, I'm not going to go out and get that. I might get killed by something because they're just – crap was flying all over the place. Trees, you couldn't even see like 5 feet out past the window. It was so bad. And then it all of a sudden just stopped. But it was like our backyard was flooded in just like 10 minutes. I don't know how much rain came down in that time, but it's crazy. So I can't imagine a hurricane coming through where it just sits there. Just, you know, it takes its time going through just the destruction.
Dan said you were punished this weekend for your incorrect mockery of Wisconsin cheese. So it was a...
Oh, for them being third on the list? Oh, Dan's in the chat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why am I not seeing it?
And Natalie, too. She's joined us as well. Oh, so
Natalie, who likes all the Peyton Manning commercials. Come on, people.
Oh, well, it's kind of like a story. Like, what is he going to do next on his days off? You know, I keep... they could run with this for years to come, right? Until he decides.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I stopped caring. I used to love Peyton Manning commercials. I can't take them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because you see them every timeout?
It's every timeout. I can't take it. I mean, I need a break. They're just not as funny anymore.
I'm here with Papa John's watching DirecTV.
Yeah.
I hear he needs to get better writers, like, you know. Like the TV shows, like.
Yeah, he needs to do something. It's just not.
I mean, Tom Brady clearly has a better life script going right now. So, you know, the Patriots, they lose at home. They're shut out at home for the first time in what was it? I don't know what the math on it was, but it's a long time, right?
But I know he's talking
20 plus years.
He had a nice 4 week vacation.
I was talking to Chris in Boston. He was at the game.
Ooh.
And I said, wow. And he was in, I guess he was in a sex, you know, he's going with his brother. He has two beers in his hands. He gets there and he goes, and an older lady goes, it's an alcohol-free zone. He goes, is it? So I sat up in the aisle, watched the game from up there the whole time, drinking my beer. So he was a little bitter, but then he goes, yeah, it was so terrible. I go, oh, just shut up. I'm so sick of Patriots fans and they're whining and crying. Yeah. You know?
Long-suffering Pats fans.
Well, long-suffering Pats. All I got to say is the Chargers are the best team in the league for 58 minutes. There's no team better than the Chargers for 58 minutes. But I did want to talk about something. I looked down. We got some great quarterbacks here. We got Andrew Luck. His team is 1-3. Should be 0-4, but luckily they had the Chargers on their schedule. The Chargers are 1-3 with Philip Rivers at quarterback. The Saints are 1-3 with Drew Brees at quarterback, and they should be 0-4, but luckily they have a Chargers on their schedule. And Carolina is 1-3 with Cam Newton as quarterback.
Right.
So and here's Ryan, four. Go ahead.
Ryan Tannehill, 1-3.
Yeah. Ryan Tannehill, which is amazing that he's 1-3. How are these teams 1-3 with these great quarterbacks? I can tell you why the Chargers are, but I can't tell you why the Colts are, the Carolina and New Orleans. Well, I can tell you why New Orleans defense is terrible. Yeah. defense. Yeah. They can't hold leads.
I agree. I think that if the Colts had a better defense, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in. But
you look at,
I don't know.
Andrew Luck's supposed to be the second coming of God, so I mean they're not working with the hair.
That people get confused because of the beard, you know?
Right.
They're like, that looks like a ye olde style beard that you're wearing there.
And show me to the
hipster bar.
Cam Newton and Carolina were in the Super Bowl last year, favored to win it. Against mm-hmm. some team, I can't remember who it was, but some team, they're favored to win it, and they didn't win. So, and they're 1-3. I just think that's amazing that these four teams are 1-3.
Gives me hope.
Now, I've been pushing for Phillip Rivers to be traded. I think I'm going to thank to free Phillip Rivers. Free him. He needs to be set free. He almost broke down and cried in the press conference this time. You could see he was just getting the frustrations just getting to him. I mean, I don't know if you guys see the game, the Charger game?
No, I did not.
Okay. They're up 13 points with 6:50 left in the game, and they have the ball. So the first play, they're like the 11-yard line. Melvin Gordon kind of gets stopped, but then he gains 6 yards. He breaks free, gets 6 yards. Guy pops him, ball comes free. Saints get the ball. It goes down to like, I think it was fourth and goal. They score. Of course, they score a touchdown. I go, okay, there's 3 minutes left. Okay, all we have to do is get the ball, run it back, you know, take some time. I thought, first play, Rivers throws it to Travis Benjamin. He takes a cut. Nobody even touches him, and the ball falls out of his hands. Saints recover it. So back-to-back plays, the Chargers fumbled. Saints scored. Saints win. I'm sitting there watching the game going, and I can't, I'm on blood thinners. I have like a blood clot in my knee, and I can't get stressed out. And so I decided years ago not to get upset, and I'm just watching this game going.
So didn't your doctor order you not to watch Chargers games after that?
He should. That should be mandatory that I not watch the games. I'm like going, and I'm watching at my daughter's house. She invited us over. And her husband, he's trying to get into football. But we're sitting there, my wife, we're all sitting there going, I'm like going, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's the Charger way. It's the Charger way. And I'm trying to, you know, the stress release. Why? But I just feel bad for him. He's just cut him. Just let him go. I mean, if he went to Miami, would Miami be a better team with Phillip Rivers and Ryan Tannehill?
Probably, but Miami's a mess. The cornerbacks are horrible. The offensive line's horrible. They don't have a running back.
Yeah. Well, Rivers has dealt with a crappy offensive line for the last 3 or 4 years. I was even listening to Stu Gotts. You ever listen to Stu Gotts and
Dan Levitard?
Dan Levitard, yeah, that was Stu Gotts. And they were saying something about having what's worse, having purgatory, being in purgatory with Alex Smith. Because even if he's down by 40 points, he's still going to throw it 3 yards because he doesn't want to have an incomplete or an interception. Or being Phillip Rivers, where you're every game you're behind on your final drive with 40 seconds left in the game. Yeah, a minute left in the game. What is worse? And you have to make the play. And they go, I just feel bad for the guy. He just, you know, he's a good quarterback. It's just terrible. I mean, it just. And, you know, they want to get this new stadium. And how can you get this new stadium when you have a terrible coach and you have a terrible team? I don't know. Anyway, I just looked at those four records. I go, God, that's just amazing. Those four quarterbacks are on four crummy teams right now.
And on the flip side, you have the surprising teams. Atlanta, yeah. LA, Atlanta. Philadelphia.
Yeah. Minnesota. Yeah, who are just
– Denver.
Denver. Yeah, that's a surprise.
Well, it was a surprise to some because nobody knew what Trevor Siemian would do, what he would look like, right?
Oh, Russ has made it.
Not picking on Natalie, but
yeah,
you know,
well, they got
surprised
that,
a lot of people. You know?
They have that defense, and that defense is just incredible. But you know, their quarterbacks haven't made a lot of mistakes, right? So,
right. There. Well, and then it comes down to the coach.
Yeah,
that's the other part.
Yeah,
because you know, I look at what's going on in Indy, and I'm just like, I give up, Chuck. Like, why sit? You know, why sit Gore? You need 1 yard. It's 4th and 1.
Right.
You sit Gore and you throw it. That was the most frustrating thing to watch.
Russ, you want to say hi to the show?
I was letting Matt finish.
All right.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I didn't want to interrupt him. It sounded good.
Oh, well, I'll keep going and just say 4th and 7 last week, you know, Jack and I were talking about it. They were gutsy enough to go on 4th and 7 and actually pick it up with a pass, but it's 4th and 1. You sit Gore. Like, really? You don't think you could have gotten that 1 yard when he was breaking off 8, 7, 9?
Well, on that play, though, you're talking – there was another play too where he could have run it, but where Andrew Luck, he threw the ball and it got broken up. He could have easily run for the first down.
Yeah, even on the 4th and 1, he could have ran that and gotten it. So yeah, I don't know. It's just of the play calling. I've been a lot more aware of, and I'm done. I'm done with the Chuck.
All right, of these 4 teams,
I've been polite. I've been polite and tolerant, but now I'm just like, let's up Chuck. Like,
well, we have his brother is our defensive coordinator, and trust me, they're done with him in San Diego too. What we want is Wade. You know, Wade Phillips was available. And we kept him, and he goes to Denver and builds this great defense in Denver because he's probably the best defensive coordinator in the league, Wade Phillips. I don't think he's not a great head coach, but as far as a defensive coordinator, he's the best defense Chargers ever had was when he was defensive coordinator. But anyway, of these 4 teams, I'll start with you, Matt. The Colts, the Chargers, New Orleans, Carolina. Which one of them makes the playoffs? You can only pick one.
Carolina.
Mike?
Yeah, Carolina. Because I think they got off to a slow start last year. And then you have a horrible Tampa Bay, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Although Atlanta looks pretty hot.
But they always start out good. Russ?
Is there a door E?
No, that's the only 4 choices.
I would maybe venture to say New Orleans.
New Orleans, really?
I mean,
they're terrible.
Yeah, well, so is Carolina and the other 2 teams.
All right. I would say Carolina also.
You really think Carolina is that good?
Of these 4 teams, I've seen them all play. Colts and Carolina, New Orleans should be 0-4. Without question, they both should be 0-4. And Carolina, like Mike said, they're in a terrible division.
Right, right. Yeah, and the NFC, I think, is the weaker of the 2 conferences. So, I mean, as far as like even a wild card spot, I would think that Carolina would have a better chance of getting that than the Colts or San Diego.
Yeah, but hasn't Carolina lost the 2 of their division rivals so far?
They lost to Denver, Minnesota, Atlanta.
All right,
so just Atlanta.
Just Atlanta. And that was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so they could still right the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll see.
I don't know. I think, you know, does it seem to you that Cam – that a lot of players are going after him?
Well, yeah, he's a running quarterback, so they're going to take shots at him.
Yeah, but I mean that doesn't bode well for his longevity, that's for sure.
Well, most running quarterbacks don't last a long time anyway, even though he's built like he's Mack truck, he's still you can't keep taking shot after shot after shot and survive. Right. That's why running backs don't normally last very long.
Well, or podcasters. Randall Cunningham lasted a while.
How long was Randall Cunningham effective, though?
Up until about 99 when he was on that Vikings team that, what was it, 15-1?
Yeah. And the kicker missed a kick, right, or something like that in the playoffs?
Yeah.
It's always the kicker.
Hey, well, look, Jay Cutler runs away from everything.
Well, he may not start when he comes back.
The Hoyer dynasty has begun. Yeah,
they might just keep Hoyer and say, you know, Cutler, we're done with you.
I should have known that Chicago-Detroit game would have gone that way. Like, it just figures. Like, we were all in on Detroit, too, I think.
Yeah. But you can't count on the Lions either. They're just one of those teams you shouldn't – there's certain teams you shouldn't put all your money on. Chargers, the Lions, the Browns, the Dolphins right now, I guess.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay is another one. I can never get Tampa Bay right. They look great one week, and the next week they're terrible. Terrible.
San Francisco is like that.
Well, yes. San Francisco's a bad team, but I picked Dallas.
Even,
last
you know
week.
What? Even right now, you could possibly say Seattle's in that boat because you don't know what Seattle team's going to show up.
Well, aren't they 3-1 though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, just a couple more notes I have here. Carson Palmer is out. He's not playing tomorrow night, and the return of the guy Tom Brady.
Well, you didn't talk about who the starting quarterbacks are for tomorrow's game, that prime time Thursday night game.
Who are the starting quarterbacks?
Drew Stanton and Blaine Gabbert.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. That's why are the ratings down? The NFL ratings are down this year. Is it because there's so many bad teams?
Well, they did put the Dolphins on Thursday night, so.
Yeah, that'll kill you with their orange uniforms, right?
It looked like the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like 70s uniforms. Yeah, didn't they?
I like their uniforms that the Dolphins had in the 70s with the teal and the bright orange. I like those uniforms. But
could be a combination of things. I mean, you know, my dad's very upset with the whole Kaepernick situation, so. He's really disgusted by it, and it's turned him off to football.
You think people are not watching because so he's not watching because Kaepernick's?
No. It's also because the Colts suck. But you know,
that darn Kaepernick.
Yeah, but you know, it's also, you know, it's a combination of things too. I mean, he was frustrated with the whole, you know, I don't know, just the league in general, like some of the stuff. Like he's kind of over it. So, but I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's not, you know, everybody's deciding factor. Maybe everybody doesn't have a grumpy dad.
Being a grumpy dad, I can understand.
Yeah.
But now you got America's Sweetheart returning to TVs, Tom Brady.
Yeah. What if he comes back?
He did just about everything.
He comes back, he's terrible.
Well,
you blame it on that new sunbathing.
If he's terrible against Cleveland, then you got something to worry about.
You got to give Hugh Jackson credit. You look at Cleveland; they have nothing, and they've been in every game. They just seem to make mistakes that cost them, and they've had a lot of bad calls their way.
This could be the perfect trap game for, you know, where you think that New England should come back. But then Cleveland, for whatever reason, this is their Super Bowl, right?
It is.
But I guess it's not a division rival, so. But
of course, with Cleveland, they don't know what a Super Bowl is.
Shouldn't that Buffalo game have been their trap game for New England? I think that was a good wake-up call for them, getting shut out.
Right.
Yeah, Belichick seemed happy when he smashed his tablet on the bench.
I think he actually, threw it at you know, there was no handshake. It was just like this, like, shove moment. I don't know if you saw that videotape. It's like, I think Nixon actually took longer to leave the White House than what Belichick did to leave that stadium.
Did he put his hands up and peace sign and go, I am not a crook. You won't have Belichick to kick around anymore.
It was something like that.
Is that what it was?
That was my.
Well, that's nice. I liked it. All right. So you ready for the standings? I'm pretty sure I got them right. Matt, you're still out in front. You had 8 right. Russ, are you driving or something?
Or listening to Nine Inch Nails?
Yes, I'm in my car.
Do you have your window open?
Takeoff.
Nothing's open.
Like an airplane.
It's like an airplane. It's like a wind tunnel coming through your car. You have your air on?
I have no window. I don't even have my air on.
Okay. Anyway,
are you sweating?
Are you breathing hard?
No.
Okay. Maybe that's just the cavern that you know, like your ear makes when you put the phone up next to it. It's just this deep, cavernous void. Sorry, it just sounded like a Nine Inch Nails song in the background every time it cut to you.
Anyway, Matt, it's exactly the words. Matt, you're at 43. Russ, you had 9 correct. You're at 39. I'm at 8. I seem to get 8 every week. 33. And Mike, 7. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
31. So
I gained one on Matt there.
You gained one, and I went one more ahead of Mike. So I'm pulling away from Mike as it is. So Mike's in dead last. He just might as well.
I'm taking the season off.
You might as well.
Hey, hurricane's coming. Take the season off.
There's no bread. I can't make my picks. All right. First up, we have Arizona versus 49ers. Arizona's been terrible this year. They just have just been a big
terrible.
Even with Carson Palmer in there, they've just been horrible. So I got to go to the 49ers. Doesn't matter who I pick here. Pick Arizona, they're going to lose. Pick 49ers are going to lose. So I'm taking 49ers. Russ?
After Matt consulting with me, we are going with Arizona.
Matthew?
Huh. I wasn't really like dead set on it. I mean, that whole Carson Palmer, but that could be a good thing too. And I see the thing is I picked San Francisco last week against Dallas and they just let me down. They broke my heart.
Broke my heart in San Francisco.
I think Russ is just daring me to take San Francisco. So I'm picking it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And after that pick, I'll only be 3 behind.
Mike, you're going with?
You never pick against
like,
you, Sam.
Like before we go to Mike, think of it this way, Matt. Is that one of the 8 that Jack is going to have right this week? That's how you got to think.
Yeah, you never know.
Like is that one of the possible 8?
Actually, if I get 8 right this week, there's 2 less games, so
8-6.
Yeah, so 8-6, that's a win for me. Winning!
Winner.
Winner. Mike?
Yeah, you never pick against Drew Sand at home. So or whatever, Drew Sand on the road. Drew Sand, Arizona.
Arizona. I did like how that post you had of the hurricane with Tannehill's picture on it. Saying that just put him on. Just call
need
back.
To rename it.
Renamed it to Ryan Tannehill because it just messed the whole coast.
Definitely.
Next up is Russell, Mr. Air Tunnel. New England versus Cleveland. Cleveland at home, and Cleveland has an amazing record at home.
Yeah, I think Tom Brady is going to go for like 42 points.
So and this is a sprint game.
Funny enough that you should mention that, Russ. But well, I guess we just pick
wait, 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 wait. Natalie's telling me this not how the song goes.
New England and they cover.
You don't even know what the points are.
I don't.
He's taking all the points.
This is like, I should get double points for being right because this is like blind nil if you're playing spades. Like I'm going blind here.
So you're taking minus how many points?
42.
It's minus 42.
No, it's minus 10.5. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
10.5. So.
But for Russ, yeah. It's 42, since he didn't care.
New England win by more than 11.
And Matt, you're taking New England, and...
Yeah, I'm going
to... Your Patriot hat there, nice.
Get on board, people.
Way to go, Paul.
The Brady is coming. The Brady is coming.
That's what they're doing in Cleveland.
They're going to be good again. They're up against Cleveland. Lock up your Cleveland women. Not the 10s, because they're not in Cleveland. It's mainly just the 8s and the 7s.
There goes our Cleveland listeners. Are you taking the over or under on the – I mean, the taking the points or not the points?
I'm taking the points. I mean, normally I take the other team to cover, but this time, so I don't know. There's going to be a fire in their eyes.
So you're taking New England minus 10.5.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you see how Pittsburgh came back? I mean, they basically didn't want that team, whoever that team was on Sunday night that they
It was the Chiefs.
Oh, it was bloody, right?
Yeah,
like, it was like third quarter, and it was like, are they going to shut him out? I mean, they just take him out back. And did you watch the whole thing, Russ?
No, I didn't watch any of it.
Wow. And there you have it, people.
At that point, I didn't watch any of it because I said, after the Charger game, I said, I'm done. I'm not watching any football until next week. I'm done.
He's done.
He dies. Mike, you're going with?
New England. This begins the Tom Brady revenge tour. As Tom Brady will pull down his pants and say, take that, Goodell.
I got to take, just because I got to be different here and I got nothing to lose, I'm going to take Cleveland plus the 10.5, but I'm taking New England to win it. But just to be different, because why do this if we're all going to just be robots and just do the same thing?
I keep telling that to Matt, but he keeps following.
That was clearly aimed at Mike. You know that was.
All right. So next up, we have Mike, Philly versus D-Town. Can Philly go 4-0? Philadelphia 4-0. All they had to do is get rid of what's his name?
Sam Bradford.
No, not Chip Sam Kelly. Bradford. Chip Kelly.
DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Kiko Alonso.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Philadelphia. I do pick. Coming off bye week. Okay. Well rested. I'm going to go Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Philadelphia because Detroit is just, they're just terrible. Matthew Stafford throws, it's almost like watching Tannehill. They're similar quarterbacks, aren't they?
Yeah, they both lose a lot.
Anyway, Russ.
Although I haven't seen any pictures of Bradford on a hurricane yet.
Well, he'd just get hurt. He hit land and get hurt.
He's kind of in the middle of the state, so he's more like going to be on tornadoes, not hurricanes.
Yeah, that's why I stay inland. Who are you taking, the Eagles or these the Pistons?
Eagles. Carson Wentz.
And Matthew, the birthday boy.
I guess well, let's sweep it clean. You can't put much stock in Detroit.
Not with their water, anyway.
Did you say big boy?
I said your birthday. Your birthday boy.
Oh, it's officially,
It's after midnight. So everybody at this time, stop the podcast. And sing happy birthday to Matt. He's turning 40 today. 40 years
Just
old.
Just sing it in your head, people.
Wow.
Sing it. I left my heart and in San Francisco.
Hey, for your birthday, Matt, I tried to get, what's-her-name, to show up on the show, but...
Liz Loza.
You lie. You lie. You don't even know her name. How did you get her to show up on the show?
Hey, Chick, can you show up on the show, Chick?
Hey girl.
Hey babe.
Well, I was trying to see how fast Matt would say her name.
Oh, I think clearly the crush is coming from Mike there. He's the one that jumped on that. Anyway, thanks for the birthday wishes. Yes, I'm officially 40 now. Yay. Yeah, it's feeling fun, people.
You need to go get you a birthday taco.
Yeah, that's what you should.
I should have done that, but instead I took a nap before the show.
That shows your age.
My one birthday wish.
Nothing like a birthday breakfast, Jack.
I gotta get a nap before the show.
Yeah, nothing I'm says tired. You're 40 like getting a nap.
I'm tired. Wake me up.
Where's my teeth? That's the problem. Before you podcast, I'm always looking for
teeth. I don't need them.
You don't need teeth to eat a breakfast, Jack.
Just stop me if we get to, and I'm doing this podcast when I'm 50. I mean, really, like, surely we could have come up with something better to do. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd be 64. if we're still doing this 10 years from now? 64.
I think that's that number was in a Beatles song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're now 64.
Well, if The Walking Dead's still on in 10 years,
they'll still be trying to find out who is Glenn dead or not.
Carl will have gray hair by then.
Rick will still be going, Carl. They still won't find anybody else. They still won't leave the area they're in.
And gas will still work, siphoned out of a tank after all that time.
Exactly.
And Daryl will still look hot.
Says the one single man on the show.
Yeah. Next up, we have Chicago versus the Colts. I got to think the Colts at home pull this out. I just think the Colts win this one. Russ?
Well, I think you skipped the birthday boy. I don't think he got to pick a game first.
Yeah. I'm going to, you know what, in honor of Matt's birthday.
I apologize. It's
happy birthday, Matt.
Well, who picked first last time?
Well, I did.
Mike did.
Philadelphia, Detroit.
You skipped over me when we went to New England. From New England.
Matt, who do you want? Chicago or the Colts? I haven't made my pick yet.
Oh. I'm imagining that you didn't pick the Colts, but I'm picking the Colts. I'm glad that they actually have a 4.5. Like, that's their, at least the spread that I saw. So that seems pretty fair, reasonable. Chicago. Yeah.
Lucas Oil Stadium.
In the Super Bowl. Yeah, a little home cooking with the refs. I mean, those refs, they've tried to keep poor Andrew Luck in the game a lot longer than what he should be. So
it worked for the Chargers.
Maybe we can pull off the big W.
Yeah. Mike, you're going with?
Let's go with the home team here, Indianapolis.
Okay, that's two for the Colts. Who am I going to pick? I hate to say, I guess I'll go with the Colts. Russ?
I'm taking Indy in order of Matt's birthday. That's the only reason.
And you actually said it, too.
Brought a tear to my eye.
Next up, we have Tennessee versus Miami. I'm up first, right? Because we're going back to the original order.
Yeah.
God.
I just want to say happy birthday, Matt. I picked your team. That's your birthday present. And that's all I have to say.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks again, Russ.
Sure.
Thanks. Card's closed now. Putting it on the shelf.
Tennessee versus Miami. My gosh. Are they playing the game there? Or is it going to be moved?
By then, the Hurricanes should be up by you, I think.
Well, they talked about moving it to Nashville.
No, the Tennessee coach talked about moving it to Nashville.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Miami. It's a home game. There'll be three people left in the stadium. People go, can I get a hot dog? Where's the bun? Sorry, there was a hurricane came through and everybody took all the bread off the shelves. So you have hot dogs with no buns. So fans are going to be angry and uptight. So I don't know. I'm just taking Miami with that. I can't think of anything else.
You were painting a nice picture there, Jack. And then
I was trying. There was something there, but I got confused. I'm an old man. I get confused.
Yep, they're coming to take you away now.
Russ, you're going with?
I'm gonna go with Miami.
Now are you in the tunnel now?
No, I'm in the elevator.
All right. Matt?
Well, as Russ is going to his high-rise apartment, what I can only assume is this elevator is headed to.
Do you not have stairs?
No, it's an elevator.
There's no stairs.
Well, there is, like, for the emergency exit.
Well, how many floors is this apartment?
Four.
And you're on the fourth floor?
But it's...
No, I'm on the first.
You have to take an elevator to the first floor?
Yeah, because the parking deck is underneath the apartment complex.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Well, now that we know a little bit more about Russ's life there.
And I'm single. I'm in the apartment 115 for anybody listening out there. I'm still
so
awake.
So for you stalkers out there that...
Yeah.
Well... Never mind.
Hello, ladies.
Matt, you're going with.
Oh my gosh!
Welcome to the jungle.
I don't even know if I feel comfortable following Russ after this. conversation.
I feel a little dirty.
I'm gonna mix it up and pick Tennessee. So,
or as Russ would say,
I just don't trust.
Or as Russ would say, you're the only 10 I see.
That's a good one. I like that.
Hey, Russ is writing it down as we speak.
Yeah, because you know he doesn't listen to the podcast later.
You know, I'm gonna have to save that line for when I go to Tennessee now.
Yeah, they probably never heard that there.
I thought they were gonna call this Ninacy, but clearly it's full of tens.
I was getting an ultrasound on my leg about 3 weeks ago, and you know they do the thing like the little graphic up there. I said, "Well, is it a boy or a girl?" And she just kind of looked at me. I go, "I guess you get this joke all the time." She goes, "Yeah, every guy." I go, "Okay, so it's not original." She didn't have much of a sense of humor anyway. I had some good ones after that. And she just kept looking at me. I go, "All right, I'll just be quiet. You're obviously not here."
Did you ask if it was transgender? I mean, that would have been a really good zinger to throw in there.
I didn't think about it. Sure, she doesn't get that one. I'm in North Carolina. Yeah, be careful how I say that.
Oh, right. Sure. Yeah. She could have looked at you crossed and keyed your card.
I didn't know, you know, I could have been kicked out of there. You know, it's a tough town. Mike,
you know, the best ultrasound commercial is that one with the Doritos commercial.
The one from 17 years ago?
No.
It's got Peyton Manning's forehead on the baby.
you imagine his mom trying to push that forehead out? Mother of God. Mm. That had to be painful. Nope. So, Mike, Tennessee or Miami?
Yeah, Miami's a terrible team, and somehow they're favored. So, I don't know. So, I'm going to bring back an old friend here. I'm bringing back the coin.
The coin's back! So, I'm going
heads Miami, tails Tennessee. And we got heads Miami.
So,
wow.
The coin. I don't like picking Miami here. Miami it is.
You have free will, you know. You could
the coin. It's written by law. Whatever the coin says.
Okay, return of the coin.
You know, you could have lied to us. We can't see the. I saw you flip it, but I can't tell what it's head to tail. You could just.
I did try to hold it up. I didn't go close enough.
Here's my magic coin. Look,
it's got two heads.
Here's the other side. So see.
Hey, can you imagine if it was the Peyton Manning coin, how big the coin would be for his head?
It'd be lopsided.
It's just a little bump.
Yeah, it would.
It'd flip it. It would land at a 45 degree angle because the forehead would be sticking out so far, right?
It actually bounces up, lands on its side. It yeah, Natalie thinks we're being rude.
You can't get a good flip because the forehead's so.
Why is it always land on heads?
Oh, man. Now you too can own this special limited edition Peyton Manning double-headed coin.
When you order Papa John's.
Sign up for Loot Crate. Oh, when you order the other thing, right?
Actually, you know
one
what?
Side's would, pizza, really, one side's a pizza, one side's a head.
It really wouldn't be a two-headed coin. It's just that his head is so big, it would go through the coin to the other side.
It's like overlap. So it's like because like does Papa John's come with really thick crust that kind of looks like it overtakes the cheese because it's got the big forehead type thing? No,
it's so you're saying maybe they call it the big crust.
You know? Are you saying Peyton Manning's forehead's crusty or something? Or
I'm saying it's big, so the you know the forehead would the crust would come over the cheese is what I'm trying to say. The pepperoni. Anyway, maybe we've gone to the well too much on the Peyton Manning. Maybe we should move on. Next up is Washington versus B-more. And Russ, you're up first.
I'll take B-more.
I know Kirk Cousins looked good against Cleveland last week. Sticking with Baltimore?
I'm sticking with Baltimore as well.
Figures.
They cut Forsett.
I can't win.
And they didn't miss him with Terrence West having a pretty good day.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, C. Smith looks amazing at whatever.
He's a freak. There's just certain people that just – he's just one of those guys. He's like me. Mike.
I will go with the freaks. Baltimore.
The freaks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the freaks too. Let's sweep it. Matt, you're up next. Houston versus Minnesota.
Oh,
the undefeated Minnesota.
You
got to
love
Minnesota.
Some Minnesota, don't you?
You got to love.
Don't you know?
Mike Zimmer.
Oh, Zimmer's a god now.
He's a god now, Mike Zimmer. I wish the Chargers had hired Mike Zimmer and not Mike McCoy. They picked the wrong Mike.
Yeah, and if I do this podcast for another 10 years, I'm going to hear about that Mike McCoy, Mike McBallis kind of thing. Like how
Hopefully you won't, because we'd be moved on from Mike there. Zimmer. I mean, we have – all they did, the Chargers hire, was
moved
North
on Turner. L.A.
They moved North Turner Light. That's what they did. Same coach.
Yeah, well, that's what I – Hey, that's what I feel with Pagano, you know? Anyway, I'm picking Minnesota, don't you know?
Minnesota, don't you know? Mike.
Let's change up here. I'm going to go Houston.
Houston, Brock Osweiler.
Got to be some upsets sometime this week.
I'm going with Minnesota.
Right?
Yeah.
The home teams are pretty favored.
I'll take Minnesota.
Russ?
Minnesota. So Mike's the only one going with Houston. Next up, we have Mike, the New York Jets versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mike's delirious. He hasn't been able to buy bread yet, so we don't trust his judgment right now.
Well, he's drinking all that beer. He's got nothing to soak the beer up. So do you have any food in your refrigerator, or you just have beer?
Oh, I stopped at the store. Got plenty of food.
How long were the lines? The longest, pretty long.
Oh, no, short.
Short?
Because it wasn't a gas station.
Okay.
But he was in line for a while. He was listening to the recent crossover edition, so he could listen to the whole thing while he just stood in line.
Would that be the Patreon-only broadcast Married Man exclusive?
Which reminds me, if you'd like to become a patron, if you like this show – and you like The Walking Dead, and you like the broadcast, and you like the Married Man Show, and if you like the new show, the new podcast out there, Westworld, new show on HBO, which is fantastic, become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JandJack, become a patron, or you can go to JandJack, or you can go to patreon.com/JandJack, become a patron there, or you can go to JandJack.com, go to the little button that says patron, and you can become a patron, help this show and many other shows like it, and this show that we're on right now needs a lot of help. So anyway, how's that?
Excellent.
That was good. And if you tune into the live version, you can see Jack kind of get this glazed look in his eyes. It's like almost like he's reading it from the sky. You know, it's pretty awesome. It's
nice. Actually, I was looking at my work. Good, the Bad, the Ugly poster and trying to channel that. Blondie! Anyway.
You Mike, must go to Patreon.
Bloody, you're a son of a oh. Anyway, Jets versus I just spoiled the whole movie for everyone. Jets versus Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh looked mighty impressive from what I saw in the box score, so I'm gonna go Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Jets have been terrible. Revis is out. I'm going Pittsburgh. Fitzpatrick, how many interceptions can he throw this time?
He's only the fifth quarterback all time to have 10 interceptions in the first four games.
Who's I listening? Was it Dan Levitar where they were saying, he goes, why would you pay this guy a lot of money? He is who he is. That's why the Jets were smart not to give this guy 3 years like it was a Buffalo gave him or whoever gave him the 3-year contract. And he was headed one good year and he was terrible. He goes, he is who he is. He's going to make a lot of mistakes in Fitzpatrick. And so anyway, I'm going Pittsburgh.
Russell. I will take Pittsburgh as well. After that impressive win over the next best team in the NFL,
the Chiefs. Chiefs.
Yeah, so we'll go with Pittsburgh.
All right. And
doesn't
Maddie,
Kansas City have a record like 1-3?
No, they're 2-2.
No, because luckily again they had San Diego on their schedule. They should be 1-3, but they had San Diego on their schedule.
Superchargers.
San Diego, 58 minutes, and we're going to lose it.
Oh, you guys were up that game, what, 24-0?
24-3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely 24-3.
That's one Kansas City game Russ watched.
Oh, I watched it too, going.
No, I was like, you know, after they were down to Pittsburgh a lot, I was like, yeah, maybe they'll come back. And I was like, not going to happen.
No, playing the wrong team, wrong coast.
They didn't let off the accelerator. They kept pushing it down.
They did.
They didn't go to prevent defense in the second quarter.
No, they didn't.
They didn't try to run out the clock.
Anyway, Matt.
Thanks. What's the game that we're picking up next?
Jets versus Pittsburgh.
Oh, I already said sweep it.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Babbling on about a game that was 4 weeks ago. next up is me, Atlanta versus Denver. Atlanta's been playing good football lately, but you can't pick against Denver in Denver because they cheat.
Ooh. Too bad it's not like a late season game, because that would have been a nice game to put like a shift to primetime, like Sunday night game.
Yeah. But
yeah,
you just don't – I mean, Denver's the New England Patriots. Their stadium's bugged.
The refs are paid. The whole thing's just a sham.
The fans,
not speculation.
There's not even real fans. They're all just robots. They're just
the defense just beats up on people for no reason. The
fans are all stoned because they've been smoking pot because it's legal there. They just.
It's too bad there's no Denver fans in the chat right now. Yeah.
I got Denver.
We're just jealous, Natalie. None of our teams are 4-0, and we can't smoke pot at a stadium.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can't either.
Well, you can, but, you know.
If we combine our four of our teams, I think we have more than four wins.
I will not confirm nor deny that I've ever been around someone smoking pot in a stadium.
Once touched someone, I brushed up against them in there.
I'm not going to say I was there or if I inhaled any of it.
You might go by a nickname, Warm Taffy.
Yeah. Not saying anything. Maybe it was a Padre game when there was like 500 people in the stadium. That might have been after the strike in 1980 or 81, whatever it was, 80. And there was nobody there. Hey, but I'm not going to confirm nor deny it. Russ?
I'm going to take Peyton's Sunday morning team. The Broncos.
Are we going to sweep this one?
Like every game.
I think so. I'm sticking with Denver as well. I'm tempted to take Atlanta because they are 3-1.
But, I will root for Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said. It's one of those things that like they're just so dominant in their own stadium. You know,
I'm going to be at the game the week at the Thursday game against Denver because someone asked me today, "What are you doing in San Diego?" I go, "Well, I'm going to see a Charger game. I want to be disappointed in person." So I figured that would be better than, you know, watching him on TV. But I think 6-1 traveling to see the Chargers play. And I consider that, even though it's my hometown, seeing the Chargers since I don't live there anymore, I consider that a road game for me. So I am 6-1. And the only game I lost was a Pittsburgh game and a last second field goal.
So that's if you remember to go to the game if you go to the marijuana dispensaries.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I'm sure I'll remember. Paid a lot of money for the tickets. I have to go. are we sweeping it?
Yep.
We'll sweep it. But I just want to take a moment to point out that amazing performance by Julio and Matt Ryan over the weekend. Julio. 300 receiving yards and 500 passing yards.
I saw some of the highlights from that. That was pretty amazing.
Insane.
Julio is crazy right now. Julio. I just like saying his name. He's got a cool name.
Julio.
Julio.
What was it? Didn't he like pass for like over 500 yards?
Is that 500 yards.
Yeah. It's crazy. There's like some other like quarterback. I saw the highlights on the halftime show on Monday. And yeah, it was just incredible.
Hey, Rivers threw for 500 yards of last year, still lost. But threw for 500 yards. It's no big deal.
It's always better when you win, though.
Happens all the time. Yeah. Russ, you're up next. Cincy versus Dallas. Dallas 3-1. And if Becky was here, she said they're winning with fifth string players.
I'm guessing she counts Cole Beasley as a fifth stringer.
Yeah. Tell me who the favorite is.
Cincinnati by one.
Natalie, I'm going to be in San Diego when they're playing Denver. I'm going to San Diego to play Denver. Not in Denver. I'd like to go to Denver, but I'm going to San Diego.
Russ, you're only picking the favorite. We know that. So that's the only
Russ, scheme Russ, you have. I don't know if I ever told you this. Dead Air is great podcasting.
I'm thinking.
So when you stop, there's silence. Nothing's better when people are driving or they're working out. They just hear like 2 minutes of dead air.
I'm going to take
crunch on a taco or something. Eat a hamburger. It would be more than what you're doing now.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, okay.
I had to think.
Well, yeah. We got to think out loud.
Sometimes it's hard burning those brain cells.
It is. Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to take Cincinnati on this. I think they're the better team. So at some point, Houston's got to fail, right? Like, fail miserably. I'm not picking on him.
You said Houston? Right state.
Yeah. No, Cincinnati. I'm saying Houston has to fail. Cincinnati's the better team.
But they're playing Dallas.
Oh, sorry. Dallas, Houston. I don't know. That Texas.
What game are we on?
Dallas. Look. That famous line from NASA. Dallas, guys, we have a problem.
Debbie Dallas,
I turned 40 during this show. This show's that long.
I would rather hear silence than hear the wrong team picked.
There you go, Russ.
Dallas, we have a problem, and Debbie does Houston. I thought that was two good call outs there.
Forgot about that.
Anyway. But I will be going against team Matt Russ. I'm going to go with Dallas here at home.
I would take Dallas, but they have their six stringers in there. And I just can't, you know, I can't pick a team that has the six stringers. So I'm going to go.
Aren't you going to pick the refs? That's who you root for.
Yeah, that's who you root for, yeah. I'm going Cincinnati. Next up we have, is it Matt?
Matt. Happy Bills, birthday. Bills, totally forget about him.
Bills versus the L.A. Rams. Now, originally, if I had my way, the Bills would have moved to L.A. Remember I was pushing for that for a while?
Right. You were pushing for the LA
two LA teams playing each other. So Bills versus Los Angeles Rams.
Ironically, LA not a place where Buffalo ever roamed. So, and they're bison, not Buffalo, but whatever. I'm taking LA. So
taking LA.
It's at home and for whatever reason they seem to have looked good. I realize that the Bills just got that win, but you know, who knows? Those Ryan brothers probably went out and just gorged themselves after beating, you know, Belichick. They were like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Now that Rex doesn't have that rubber band to stop him, right?
Yeah, it's all bets are off. They were just like two Jabba the Hutts just going at it. I'm sorry. That was really rude of me.
It's a Star Wars reference. Well, you're old.
It's a Star Wars reference.
You're old. It's a Star Wars reference, and you slip and say things we probably shouldn't say, but that's okay.
So just the older I get, Jack, the more I can just say rude things and be exactly. Like, I'm an old white guy.
Once you get to 45, it can – like next year I turn 55, or this year I turn 55, I can pretty much say whatever I want. Or no, it's next year.
Okay.
I even forgot. I just turned 54. So, yeah, you can probably, say, problem what, is you can say whatever you
– yeah. My mouth has always written checks that my body can't cash. So
Natalie says the LA Rams sound ridiculous. I mean, the LA Bill sounds ridiculous because there's a lot of Rams in Los Angeles.
But if you think of it like dollar bills, y'all, it is kind of cool.
Nice.
I'm so embarrassed for myself. Let's keep moving.
Again, you're old. You can make jokes like that. People go, oh, that's that old guy's got some corny jokes, but he's a character. So now you're going to get that.
They just keep them locked down in the storage, just like on Westworld.
Yep.
Yeah.
Michael.
I love LA. I'm going to go LA here.
Yeah, I don't think I picked LA yet, but I'm picking them now. Los Angeles Rams. Russell?
Go ahead and sweep it.
Natalie,
be the first time in years as Rams have ever been swept on this show.
Natalie just said Matt has turned into a grumpy old man during the podcast. And it's true. It happened around midnight.
Everything. Mike, yeah. Well, thanks.
Mike, you're up next. San Diego Chargers versus the Oakland Raiders. Grudge match. Two teams that don't like each other. And the fans of Oakland are crazy.
Well, all I see every week on my Twitter is they need to fire this guy. They need to get rid of McCoy. So I'm going to agree with that person.
You follow a lot of Charger fans?
Just one that I do a host a podcast with. I'm going to go Oakland here.
Yeah, I gotta go against the visor. He wears that stupid visor every week. It's like some coaches switch the hat around because they're getting This guy's he got 4 years ago when he first signed, they gave him a contract to do the visor thing. And since he's such a bad coach, nobody else will. So he's stuck with that visor hat. I'm going Oakland. They just lost Jason Verrett today. He's been playing the last two games with a torn ligament. So every week we've lost a starter.
Every week to like an ACL, right?
Yep. I said, great. Another guy down. But hey, Joey Bosa is supposed to play today. So he must have cleaned out the sand. That's all I'm going to say. It's not the married man, so I can't say go on anymore. But he had to clean out the sand.
We got you.
Okay. Had to clean out the sand. Russ, you're going
out of a place.
Out of a place. That was irritating.
I'm going to happily take Oakland.
Oakland.
Oh, big surprise there, Russ. I'm calling you out. You're just picking all of the favorites all the time. You're the greatest hits.
You have turned into a grumpy old man during this podcast.
Hey, you're picking all the favorites, Russ.
I think the nap threw me off, too. Yeah. I'm not going to be blamed for it, okay? I'm not going down that.
Matt's just a little on the grumpy side because he hasn't gotten the birthday wish from the person that he really wants it from.
No, hey, my only birthday wish is that Hurricane Matthew would just not destroy or kill anybody. But
I got a birthday wish from Natalie.
You're too late, Matt. I think it's already responsible for like 25 deaths.
Natalie did said she said something. The Raiders organization should be held accountable for what their fans did to the Raven fan. You guys hear about that?
No.
Two Raider fans in Baltimore got into a fight with a guy, a Ravens fan. I guess they hit him over the head with a bottle, and he hit his head on the ground. I guess last I heard he was in a coma, and he wasn't alert or anything like that. So, I mean, it's just a game. When all said and done, right. It's just a game. So, I don't know. Like I said, I've been to Baltimore twice. Their fans are great. So but Raider fans are a bit on the crazy side. Not all of them. I want to generalize, just say it, but a lot of them that I've come in contact with scare me.
Is that the same kind of contact you had at a Padres game?
Cricket.
Next step, we have the Giants versus Green Bay. Am I up? Is it me?
I guess so.
Am I first?
Yeah, Mike went last first.
Yeah. Odell Beckham is just losing it, so I'm going to go Green Bay.
Green Bay. You didn't get what I was saying, did you, Jack?
I did not get it at all.
Remember, you just said that you might have been in contact.
Oh, okay. With
San Diego. That's what I was saying.
Okay, got it.
That's where I went with that. Because I was like sitting there going like nobody reacted. I'm like, oh, we just talked about this.
Well,
I was like,
I'm sorry, I'm really stoned right now. I didn't know what you were
saying. I'm really. If you would have told that joke before midnight, Matt would have gotten it. But since he turned 40, it's above his head. He's too old now. He can't remember. I don't get that joke. So
all the coolness oozed out of my body and just like. Yeah, onto the floor. It's dead now.
Just like that.
So,
Russ, you're going with
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Giants. Green Bay Giants. We got you down for the Giants there, bud. Thanks. I'm also taking Green Bay. Boy, the Odell Beckham memes on NFL, which, Jack, I think you shared on Facebook, the NFL memes or whatever. It's pretty funny, pretty funny stuff. But, boy, they've been going really after Odell Beckham with some of that stuff. I'm like, well, really?
When you act like a baby, people are going to come after you.
Sure. Yeah, people are going to make
Tom Coughlin coming out. I would like to help this guy out.
Yeah. Even Eli Manning called him out. Eli Manning, who just goes, I don't know, Even he said, okay, he needs to grow up, basically. Eli Manning, of all people, said that. So,
and the man still sleeps with a security blanket. You know that. It's fact. You can fact check me on that. maybe not next week, but sometime, you know, fact checked it. Eli Manning, security blanket.
It does. And Mike, you're going with?
Well, I think it's sweeps week or something because we got another sweep here. And I thought sweeps week was later in the year, but yeah.
Yeah, really. Another we sweep. Haven't taken any different picks, have we?
I would like the record to show that I picked San Francisco. I picked the 10. And Mike also picked Houston.
I picked 49ers. So, wow. And we're not many different picks here.
Oh, you picked 49ers? I thought you went Arizona.
I picked 49ers.
So you went Arizona.
Nope, 49ers. Really? 49ers. God, that was before midnight.
Yeah, that's who knows. That was the nap.
Next up
right,
is
well,
Russell.
At least we have some variation.
Yes. Yeah. Russell, Tampa Bay versus Carolina.
Whew. Do we know if Cam Newton's playing?
He did not practice today.
Did not practice today.
Okay. Do we know if Cam Newton's playing?
We don't know.
Well, if he didn't.
And the
Ron
spread's
said this. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. My dog's playing for real, please. So, no.
You know what? I'm going to take Carolina for one more week. And if I've been wrong with Carolina every single time. So that's it. This is the last week. They have 1 week to right the ship.
Oh, my gosh. They're sweating. Russ isn't going to pick us anymore.
Spoken like a true man in an abusive relationship. I'm giving him one more week. If he turns it around, I'll stay with him.
Get off my lawn. I know what you're thinking, Matt. Get off my lawn. Start practicing that line. Get off my lawn. You have to start saying that now. When you walk outside, you see a kid on your lawn. Hey, get off my lawn. And they're going to say, shut up, old man.
Yeah.
Go to bed, old man.
That's when you know you, that's when you, know you become. Go get your Geritol. They still make
Geritol. I'm picking Carolina. Okay, that's the last thing I got to say. I'm picking Carolina.
And not and because Michael, of Russ either.
Yeah, of course not.
Wait, you know it's sweeps week, so we got to keep it going. Carolina.
We're not going to. I'm picking Tampa Bay.
Putting an end to the sweeps.
I couldn't take it anymore. I said, if Mike goes Tampa Bay, I'll go Carolina. But if he doesn't, I will go. I'll fall on the sword. That's what I do. That's what I do here. And you know, if you like that.
And
you're really falling on the sword by skipping the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I am. We have Nico's going to be here picking my picks. And whatever he picks is for me is whatever. So maybe he'll be. He's a Jets fan, right, Mike?
Yeah.
So he fits right in with the group.
So
at least for a losing team.
Aren't you going to give Nico your picks, or are you just going to give him, like, okay, you have free reign there? You can
Nico can take my picks and pick. That's what I said. If you're not here, the person replacing you takes your picks. I'm not here the next 2 weeks, so.
It's because Jack knows it all comes down to that last 150 points on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What happens if you don't find a replacement for yourself on the show?
Then you get zero.
What?
You got to give me notice. I'll find somebody.
Holy
but
cow.
If you show up, like, if you give me a call at 11:25, I can't make it. Oh, well, 0-16. So
that's
why
I was desperate to get my internet working.
Anyway, guys.
You know what? That really shouldn't apply to me, though, because Matt picks everything that I pick, so you might as well just put me down for all those.
You're getting the guy mad. You're getting him mad, and he's getting older. He's probably got.
That's okay.
At midnight, his heart started to hurt. So
hey, he won't remember this conversation in 5 minutes anyway.
Tell my wife I love her.
How old are you, Mike?
37.
37. Oh, so you're this just around the corner. And Russ, you're 44. 44.
I'm a ripe 44, though.
Oh, and Russ, I forgot to tell you, we bought our Carolina tickets.
Nobody uses ripe as a way of, like, as a positive, okay? I'll just give you a little tip as being a younger person than you, right? So if you tell a girl, like, hey, I'm a ripe 44, they're like, yeah, you're a bit ripe, like smelly.
So okay? you're saying if a younger girl, if you're trying to impress a younger girl, telling your age is not going to...
They won't know that lingo. They'll be like, ripe.
Chicks prefer ripe guys.
So Betty White's a ripe 85?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're about ready to spoil, though. Right? If you're ripe.
All right,
what's
guys.
The expiration date?
Some of you have to get up early tomorrow.
Would you like Matt, to thank some again, certain patrons?
I would like to thank three special patrons. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, and Brad from... Chicago. Thanks for doing what you do. Again, if you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/janejack, or you can go to janejack.com. Little button there says become a patron, and you can join and join the show, the broadcast, the Married Man podcast. Westworld is here. Game of Thrones when it's back. The Amazing Race. Dancing with the Stars. Yes, we cover Dancing with the Stars. The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. Sports Talk at this show with Three Stupid Guys. And anything else? Am I missing anything?
Should I order any Loot Crate boxes this year?
Loot Crate. LootCrate.com. It's an amazing product.
Yeah.
For $20 a month, you get $45 worth of geeky goodness. And what's it this month, Mike? What do you get this month?
You get a coin, a quarter with Peyton Manning's head on it. Double-headed Peyton Manning quarter.
I thought you were going to say an empty box that should have had bread in it.
Bread would be nice right now.
An empty bread box and with a double-headed coin. Good for one free pizza.
Anyway.
But like not during a hurricane.
Papa John's.
Like to thank Natalie for joining us in the chat and Dan. And was there anybody else in the chat? No Becky or Ed in the chat.
So, no, huh?
No fighting.
All my Dallas jokes fell on deaf ears.
Once again, Matt, happy birthday. Happy 40th.
Oh, thank you.
You don't look a day over 39 and 364 days.
always good joining you guys on my birthday.
Yeah. Mike, stay safe. Seriously. You have your windows boarded up and stuff?
No.
Are you in an apartment or a condo, a house? What is it?
Townhouse.
Are you on the... You on the first floor, second floor, third floor?
I'm on the first floor right now, but it's a two-story.
Two-story, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an elevator, or do you have stairs?
Yeah.
Upstairs.
My own private elevator to my domicile. No, I got stairs.
Anyway. All right, guys. That's it. I will not be here for 2 weeks, so hopefully Nico is good with his picks and keeps me in the running for the championship. Because I really want it this year. I really, really care.
If there's like the zero win rule, I would have like not call him or text him.
I would have got somebody.
I could have jumped into third place right there.
Yeah, you could have. All right, guys. Anything else?
All right. That's it. Great show, kids. It's one in a million.
All right.
It's great.
Hasta luego.
Stay safe.
And goodbye.
Adios, guys.
Salutation. See you next week.
Bye.